Kids Corner will now be presented by Diane Kokanar.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I
come on down,
Jesus.
Kids. I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you?
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
I love Jesus.
I love Jesus.
How about you?
How about you?
I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I love Jesus. How about you?
I'm on. Good morning. It's good to see you all here. Do you know that Pastor Eric has been having a series of sermons? He does this quite often, and I left my program back there. Okay, would you like to move over here so I can see you? Thank you. Sharon, I appreciate that. If you look in your bulletin, it says down here, the word proclaimed. That's Eric talking to us about the word proclaim, and it's all about re, R-E, that little word. What does re mean? Who knows?
I do. I looked it up in the dictionary.
Whoops. What does it mean? What does it mean down here? Say it.
Again. Anew.
Again or anew, for example. If it was your birthday or my child's birthday and they wanted a chocolate cake and I baked a strawberry one, what would I have to do? I would have to...
Rebake
it. That's right, because I wouldn't want them to feel unloved. And if I painted my ceiling black and my husband came in and said, no, I don't like that, it's supposed to be blue, what would I have to do? Everybody.
Repaint
is right. And then if I was making up my, and this has happened, bank statement, and I twisted my threes and my eights around, and I thought I had $800, but I only had $300, I would have to what? Remake my bank report, or remake the bank or something, convince somebody to redo something. That's right. Yeah, okay, that's why Ron did the checkbook. Okay. If you were building a tall tower with some blocks, and none of you would have anybody that would come along and knock it over, do you? But if somebody knocked over your blocks, what would you do? You would rebuild. That's right. There's another re word, another R word that's really important because we're in the season of Lent. Now think hard. It doesn't sound with a re, but it sounds with a r. Again, loud.
Resurrection.
What is resurrection? It is again, anew, and who was resurrected?
Jesus.
Louder.
Jesus.
Thank you. That's right. And I thought, oh, good. This is a time I could get a resurrection egg for everybody. But the trouble was, the candy I got to go in your resurrection egg wouldn't fit. And so I didn't want to go back out in the mud and the rain. And I sat there and I was feeling grumpy, and God put it right on my heart. That's okay. In some places, do you know on Easter Sunday they take hard-boiled eggs and crack them on their foreheads? I'll give everybody a cracked egg. Because why? Is there anything sweet and good in there?
Yeah.
There was, but now it's all gone. Just like Jesus. He's not in that tomb, is he? No, he's resurrected. He is free. He came to teach us how to love so that he could take our sins away by the resurrection. So you're all getting a resurrection egg, and you'll get some candy. And the candy isn't chocolate. It's just pure sugar, okay? And after our prayer, we have some high school, junior high helpers that are going to hand out eggs to everybody here so everybody can go home with a cracked resurrection egg. And my suggestion is, let this remind you to give this egg away to someone, to invite them for Easter Sunrise service and to come here on Easter Sunrise or Easter Sunday to celebrate at any of the services. And of course, at second service, the bells will be ringing again. Let me tell you, we're going to ring. Okay, let's bow our heads in prayer. Repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for your son, Jesus, and the resurrection. In Jesus' name I pray. All God's children said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's take, collect our money and then come back and get your eggs and candy. Okay. Here are the cups. Where are the cups?
Eggs and candy. Green eggs and
candy. The children will be collecting change for missions and apportionments during the hymn. And in 2009, the children collected over 4,600 for apportionments.